thank you. Brilliant.
Els Cohen, I'm just delighted to be with you this morning. And whenever I'm excited, I never sleep the night before. And I didn't sleep very well, so I'm very excited to be with you this morning. I do bring the love and the prayers of Kingsland Church. You're often in our thoughts. You're certainly a special place in my heart, mainly because these two amazing people. And but also, I just love how God just puts people in your way. And it was certainly a destiny for me and Faith to meet. And I'm just grateful for meeting her. And a blessing she's been to me, and encouragement she's been to me, and so it's just so good to be with you this morning. And thank you so much for inviting me to come and speak with you this morning. I really sense that I do have an exciting message for you this morning, and I just want to encourage you to pray into that when I'm gone, and just see how Jesus and God leads you in that. Because I believe, Els Cohen, that Jesus wants you to be his new generation for Els Cohen. He wants you to be a Joshua Church. He's asking Els Cohen Baptist Church to be a Joshua and lead the people of Els Cohen to Jesus. But one thing, the most important thing that we should remember is that God has always been with Els Cohen Baptist Church all the days of its life. As it was for Moses, and it has been the same for Els Cohen, he has never left or forsaken Els Cohen Baptist Church. All the days of its life, it's been here. He's been here. And so it's important that we honour the past and give thanks for what God has done in the years that have gone past. But now, as Moses has gone, he has died, and Joshua has arrived. And I believe your Joshua time has arrived for Els Cohen. Jesus wants you to be a Joshua Church. And it's time to build for the future. It's time to connect even more with the folk that live in Els Cohen as a Joshua Church. We need to work out the best way that we can bring hope, love, and the answer to all peoples of all walks of life in Els Cohen. Moses, he did an amazing job for God. He went through some very difficult times. Moses was a man of God. God gave him mighty powers. We read at the end of chapter 34 of Deuteronomy, things that Israel had never seen before. Els Cohen has done some amazing things. Awesome things. And there's more to come, and there's more to do for Els Cohen Baptist Church. So what do you think about being a Joshua Church in these coming days? God had been preparing Joshua to take over Moses. Joshua was such a brilliant man of God. He knew the power of God. We read in Exodus chapter 17 that while Joshua was fighting the Amalekites, Moses was praying for him. So Joshua knew the power of prayer. He knew the value of prayer. Joshua was with Moses when he went to Mount Sinai, when God gave the Israelites instructions about the ark. Joshua had been with God. Joshua was one of the 12 men that Moses sent into the secret to look at the promised land. Only Joshua and Caleb came back with good news. So Joshua had faith that God could provide. Joshua was ready. He was ready for the job that God had asked of him. Els Cone, are we ready to be a Joshua? Are we ready to be a Joshua church? I sense this church is a praying church. Prayer is so important. Prayer is so powerful. The Bible tells us we should pray and not give up praying. The Bible tells us our prayers are powerful and effective. Keep on praying. Like Joshua, he knew the value of prayer. Don't give up praying, Els Cone. It is powerful and it is effective. God hears your prayers. The Bible tells us we can be confident that God hears our prayers. So you keep on praying and you will see the value of your prayers. I quite often pray for more encounters with God, more encounters with Jesus. And the more I pray, the more I get it. Pray for more of Jesus in Els Cone. Pray for more of Jesus here in this church. We only have to ask. So we can encounter God even more, just like Joshua did. But do we have the faith in that? When I pray and I see God do things, I get more confident. And I pray even more. And the more I get confident, the more I see God's hand at work. The more my faith gets stronger. Because I see God doing things. Be confident in Jesus. He will do great things. Be a Joshua church. So I just thought we'd look at three things, or three instructions that God gave Joshua. Because they were followed by three promises. The first one is in verse 2, and it says, was to get ready to lead the people of Els Cone to the promised land. And the promise was that God had already prepared the land for Els Cone. Get ready to lead the people. Church, the folks around this place need to know the good news about Jesus. This church and this streets around here, this is the promised land for the folk of Els Cone. And God has already prepared it for you. It's ready for you. It may need a bit of a clear out, but this is the promised land for the folk at Els Cone. We just need to get ready to lead them to it. Thing is, the Israelites didn't really completely know the goodness of God until they entered the promised land. What really excites me about Els Cone, this particular church, and I have to be honest with you, and I say it from my heart, this is only my second visit, but I sense the goodness of God in this place. In fact, I had a word for you. That God said, Seven, he is going to reflect his goodness through you as you lead this church. Amen. Amen. Folks, for you, God wants to say to you, you are going to see his goodness in your lives. In these coming days, you're going to see the goodness of Jesus in your lives. I wasn't too sure whether to share that, but as I was praying in my car, I thought, yeah, I'm going to share that for you. So be prepared. Get ready to receive the goodness of Jesus in your lives. And can you imagine the people of Els Cone will experience as they enter these doors, they will encounter the goodness of Jesus. God has given you this land at Els Cone. It is full of the goodness of Jesus. The problem is the people outside those doors don't know it just yet. They have no idea of the goodness of Jesus. The meaning of Joshua is, the Lord is my Saviour. And the people of Els Cone need to know that Jesus is their Saviour. Amen? They need to know that Jesus is their Saviour. I just love when God just picks people out of their life of sin and despair and turn their lives around. Just think, it only takes one encounter, one invitation, one decision that could change a whole family in Els Cove. And then a chain reaction happens, doesn't it? One family experiences the mighty Jesus in their lives and word gets round. Yeah? Jesus is asking you, you amazing people of Els Cove Baptist Church, to be his Joshua. God used Joshua to save the Israelites. And he wants the fellowship of Els Cove here to save the people of Els Cove. But it says, are we ready? It says, get ready. We have been given the promised land. That has been given to you. God has given that to you. All we have to do is bring the people outside our doors to the promised land. We need to get the people of Els Cove out of their Egypt, where they've been chained back to things that aren't of a loving Father, into the promised land, to meet the goodness of Jesus. But it says there, be ready. I am quite often waiting for my darling wife to get ready. Quite often when we go out for an evening, I'm sitting on the sofa, I've had my shower, I've washed behind my ears, I've shaved, and I'm ready to go. Some 25 minutes, 30 minutes later, my darling wife comes down looking fabulous. Apparently for ladies, apparently it's more than just a wash and washing behind your ears, there's much more to do. But I'm waiting for her to come. Getting ready means that also that we are living in the goodness of our God. That our lives reflect the goodness of Jesus. It's important that our lives reflect the goodness of Jesus. It can be so powerful when people see Jesus in us. And the thing is, folks, if we are united with Christ, if we are living for Jesus, we should be able to bring people away from their life of sin, from the way of life, because we're living something differently. We're living in with the Holy Spirit dwelled in us. We have so much better life. You know, surely that's a real attraction to folk. They need to experience the goodness of Jesus reflected in our lives. Every sort of 6 to 8 weeks, I try to go down to see my mum. My mum isn't a Christian, and I always go down to see her with my bag of tools, because I'll always have a job for me to do, a shelf up or something. And a mum can be quite difficult at times. So every time that I go down, I'm in the car and I'm praying to Jesus. I say, Jesus, just make me more like you when I see my mum. And when I pray that and I act like Jesus, the more times my mum asks me about Jesus. Yeah? Because I'm reflecting his goodness. She's seen his goodness and she's asking about his goodness. So I'm still praying for my mum that she would come to know the Lord. But what I'm doing is reflecting the goodness of Jesus to her. So we need to practice. We need to practice that we are a new creation. That's who we are when we became Christians. We have become a new creation. We need to practice that we are children of God. That is who you are. You are children of the living God. Wow. Just brilliant. Joshua said in verse 11 of this reading that Alan so well read to us, that they had 3 days to get ready, their supplies ready. Are you ready? I'm not saying that you have only 3 days, but why wait? Why wait? Verse 8 says, don't let this book depart from the word from your mouth. Don't let anything else take your place. Be careful to do everything that is written in it. I was reading Billy Graham's autobiography a little while ago. I'm sure you know who Billy Graham is. And the night after he became Christian, he got on his knees and he said to Jesus, I have read your Bible and there's things in it that I do not understand. But from this day forth, I will trust in it. And what happened to Billy Graham? Look how God used Billy Graham. Because he just trusted in the Word of God. Meditate on it, folks. Read it, folks. Live by it. And see what God does in you. Because it says there, if we live by it, we will be prosperous and successful. And that is where also, I think, when you read God's word, you just experience the goodness of Jesus. When I was studying at Spurgeon's College, it came to my last year at Spurgeon's, and our savings had run out. I didn't really have enough to carry on my studies at Spurgeon's. And so my wife and I thought I may have to get a loan. And that particular weekend, I was going down to Southend to see my brother. Again, he's not a Christian. But one thing about my brother Jeremy, he's very good at asking questions. He wants to know how you're doing. And so we were having a sandwich with him and his wife. And he said, well, how's Spurgeon's going? He said, it's great, Jeremy. I'm loving it. I said, I've got a bit of a problem. I said, I've got to probably get a loan because I haven't got quite enough to finish my studies. But God knows, he's a good God. You know, I just trust in him. You know, we'll be fine. 3 days later, I get a letter from my brother. And he was to explain how delighted he was to hear that things were going well at Spurgeon's. And him and his wife, Paula, were just really just delighted. And again, he's not a Christian, nor is his wife. And in the letter was this check for the exact amount that I needed to do my last year's studying at Spurgeon's. Jeremy had no idea how much it would cost. But on the check was the exact amount of what I needed to finish my studies at Spurgeon's. The goodness of God. And what's really funny is that Jesus uses a non-Christian to help me carry on my studies. Isn't that just brilliant? You know, the goodness of God. Folks, are you ready to go? The land is prepared for you. All we have to is to be ready to go. And the second instruction that I believe that Joshua was given says this, was to defeat the enemies and live that lived in the country of Israel. Sorry, to defeat the enemies that lived in the country. That's in verse 5. And then the promise was, no one can stop you from taking the land. No one can stop you, church, from taking Elscombe for Jesus. Before Joshua set out on the attack to Jericho, God appeared to him and said, I will be with you as I was with Moses. Folks, Jesus is saying to you, just before I was with Moses, I will be with you too. Wherever you go, verse 9 says, that is so vital for us to take on board, that wherever we go, Jesus will be with you. First John says, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. In fact, verse 9 says, God commands us. He says to you this morning, be strong, Elscombe. Be courageous. Elscombe doesn't say, would you mind? He says, be strong. Be courageous. And we can only be strong and courageous because God says he will be with us wherever we go. That's amazing, isn't it? Wherever you go, he will be with you. And being strong and courageous can be at times be very difficult, can't it? Sometimes we may receive some bad news, perhaps about our health, or receive some bad news about a relative, or our jobs, or a family friend. But even in those times, church, we need to be strong and courageous. Don't let the devil rob you. Just be strong and courageous. Because sometimes we can stop and stand still because of things that are going on in our lives. But if we're strong and courageous and still carry on for Jesus, that's when we'll be successful. Because we'll just keep on going for Jesus. We'll keep on being strong. We'll keep on being courageous. Even though the fiery arrows of the evil one will stop us in our past, keep on being strong and courageous. I was reading a little while the story of David and Goliath. David was very brave, wasn't he? He was very courageous. And it must have been terrifying for him to go and fight against the big giant Goliath. But he did. And he said to Goliath these words, "You come with a sword and a spear and a javelin. I come against you in the name of the Lord God." Next verse says, "This is a day the Lord will hand you over to me." You come, Els Cone, in the name of the Lord Jesus. All that power, all that authority in you. There may be some little Goliaths as we do that. There may be times when it is discouraging. But Jesus says, do not be terrified. Do not be discouraging. Be brave and courageous. No one can stand up against you all the days of your life. Not just for a couple of days, not just for a couple of months, not just for a couple of years, but all the days of your life, Jesus stands before you. He goes before you. No need to be terrified, church. No need to be discouraged, because the Lord Almighty goes before you. So you will defeat the enemy in Els Cone, because just like Joshua, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And then finally, the third instruction. God wants the people of Els Cone that he has good for them. It says in verse 5 that no one can stand against you. The people of Els Cone just need to know that whatever battles they are going through, anxiety or addiction or finance problems, Jesus is the answer for their battles. Verse 9 says that God is with them wherever they go. As they go through those battles, Jesus is with them. As they go through those battles. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And the world means everyone and everything in it. God loves Els Cone. And he loves you just the way he loves everyone else in Els Cone. Joshua was a man of faith. The promised land was on the west side and the Israelites were still on the east side. He told the people to get ready across the River Jordan. He didn't tell them how he was going to get through the river because Joshua didn't know. He just had faith that God would take care of everything. I have no idea when God takes you outside those doors, but be assured that God will take care of everything as you go. Jesus, I believe folks is saying to you this morning, just get ready to be a Joshua church. I don't know how, as I say, how he's going to use you to bring the folk of Elscombe to the promised land. But what I can tell you, he will never leave you. He'll be with you wherever you go. No one will be able to stand against you as you share the goodness of Jesus to the folk in Elscombe. And the best bit of it is, you will be prosperous and you will be successful. Amen. Amen. Bless you.